Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Because you have continually kept this church. At the end of the year, we want to remember and count all the grace and the your keeping. We ask you to bless us through your words today as well. Today we are beginning a new book. We hope to learn your will in the book of the Philippians.
求主, 让我们有一个温柔的心，把主你的话藏在心里面。
Let us to have a gentle heart and keep your words in our hearts.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in your name. Amen. Amen.
我们教会今年呢有几个新出生的小孩。
In our church, we have some newborn babies this year.
其中有一个男的小孩呢，他的名字呢是那个爸爸告诉我啊，那个是他的名字，果子边一个华。
One of the boy, his father told me his name is this Chinese character. One side is fire, the other side is Hua, means 中国。
什么呢？他怕我不懂得怎么念，他就告诉我是念耶。
He was afraid I didn't know how to pronounce it. It's pronounced as 耶。
那么我问他是不是呢？他结果生了一个男孩了，他就很高兴的简直说耶，简直了。
So I asked him, because is that because he was a boy, so you were so happy? He said, yay!
在一个新的生命的开始的时候呢，我们当然呢是很高兴的。
Of course, when the new life begins, we are very happy.
但是呢，我们做父母的了解，其实呢，我们不单只盼望这个小孩的出生。我们更盼望就是见到他的成长。
So as a parent, we all understand that not only we happy to see the beginning of the life, we also would be very happy to see it grows.
你还记得呢？你的小孩小的时候啊，你担心他为什么这么瘦？为什么他长得这么矮呢？
Have you remember when your child was younger? How come he is so thin? Why is he so short?
原因呢就是我们都了解，其实呢一个健康的生命的时候呢，它就是一个不断的成长的一个生命。
So we do understand that a healthy life is a continuous growing life.
如果它停止生长的时候呢，可能呢它就是生病了，或者它是死亡。
So if he stop to grow, which means he might be even ill,or he may die.
其实属灵的生命呢也是同一个道理。
Actually, the spiritual life is the same way.
我们呢必须要不断的成长。
We must continue to grow.
但是属灵生命是怎么成长的呢？
So how does the spiritual life grow?
那么呢我就希望通过腓立比书成为我们的一个帮助，就是看怎么去让我们属灵的生命成长。
So I hope we can use the book of Philippians as a guide to let us understand how to grow spiritually.
那首先呢，我们来看一看呢，腓立比教会的背景。
First, let's look at the background of the church in Philippi.
腓立比教会呢是保罗第二次旅行传道的时候建立的。
So the church in Philippi was established during Paul's second missionary journey.
它也是在欧洲里面的第一间教会。
It was the first church in Europe.
当时应该是主后的51年。
It's about 51 years after the birth of Christ.
所以保罗呢就是腓立比教会的参会牧师。
So that Paul was the inauguration pastor of the church in Philippi.
所以呢，你看《腓立比书》里面呢，你看见呢保罗特别有一讲话的时候呢，有一种深切感在里面。So
when you read it, you realize he has a special sincere feelings for the people in the church.
腓立比书写的时候呢，已经是主后61年了。
So the book was written in 65 A.D.
那么就是呢，教会已经建立了十年。
And the church has started for about 10 years.
保罗当时呢是给犹太人告，所以呢他就最后被带去罗马坐牢。So
at that time Paul was accused by the Jews, so eventually he was imprisoned in Rome.
所以当时呢他其实都是等待他的审判。
So he was waiting for the trial he was going to go through.
那当时呢，腓立比教会的时候派以巴弗提呢去探访保罗。
So the church sent Epaphroditus to go visit Paul.
那么保罗呢就写一封信去回复教会。
So the Paul wrote a letter to respond to the church.
所以这封信呢是一封谢谢教会。
So this is a letter of thanks for the church in Philippi.
但是呢，保罗呢，另外一方面呢，也劝人教会去成长。Well,
in another way, he also used the letter to encourage the church to grow.
因为呢，他知道了教会当时面对的不同的困难。And
he knew that the church were facing different challenges at that time.
那么基督徒是怎么成长的呢？
Now, how do Christians grow?
其中一个方法呢，就是用模仿的方法。One
of the ways is by imitation.
3:17里面呢，保罗这样子说：弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看哪些叫我们榜样行的人。In
the 3:17 of the Philippians, it says, Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do.
模仿呢是一个进步的一个很有效的一个方法。Imitation
is a very effective way to make a progress.
我记得呢，我小的时候就是60年代的时候，最出名的电视的牌子。
So in the when I was young in the 60s, what do you think was the brand of most popular television?
当时呢，最有名的牌子呢就是西德啦，比方说是美国啦这些牌子。So
in those days, the best brand are coming from Germany, West Germany, and United States.
到70年代的时候呢，日本也开始做它的电视。
So in the 70s, Japan started making their own television.
基本上它就是模仿这些著名的牌子。So
Japan was just imitate all the famous brand.
但是我记得呢，70年代的时候，人家对日本的牌子的感觉就是他们就是不内容的这个牌子。So
in the people's impression in the 70s is that the Japanese products are not durable.
但是我们都知道，就是到80年代、90年代呢，日本的牌子就成为最好的电视的牌子。So
came to the 80s, the Japanese brand become the best.
到90年代的时候呢，又有另外一个国家模仿日本了。In
the 90s, another country that imitates Japan.
这个就是韩国。That's
Korea.
你还记得我们90年代有一个牌子叫 Gold Star， 你还记得吗？
Do you remember in the 90s there was a brand that is like a Tingxing? That was one of the brands that the Koreans start to produce TVs and furnitures.
然后呢，当时给人的印象呢，就是哦，这个牌子呢。
So it gives the impression this the cheapest brand.
但是到现在，我们谈到 韩国的好像山川啊这些牌子的，你就给你一个感觉的，是他们是最好的电视的。
Yeah. So now when we talk about the brands in Korea such as Samsung, they give you the impression they were the best.
虽然模仿呢是一个很好的方法，把一个抽象的观念变成一个行出来的行动。
So imitation is a good way to make an abstract concept become something concrete.
所以呢，在心理书里面呢，其实有很多不同的榜样我们可以学习的。
So actually, in this book, there are many models we can follow.
包括保罗、提摩太、以巴弗提，他们都是很好的榜样。
So like Paul, Timothy, and Epaphroditus, they were all very good examples.
我们今天要看的榜样就是腓立比教会。
So today, we're going to look at the model is the church in Philippi.
腓立比教会呢，在保罗心目中呢，是一个什么样的教会呢
？So what kind of church is Philippi in Paul's mind？
第三到第四节呢，保罗就点指说：每逢我想念你们，就感谢我们的神；每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢实实的祈求。
So in verses 3 and 4, Paul says, "I thank my God every time I remember you."In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy.
所以呢，保罗，你可以说呢，保罗每一次想到腓立比教会的时候呢，他都会笑的。
So you can think every time when Paul thinks of the church in Philippi, he will smile.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为呢，腓立比教会呢是一间以福音为中心的一个教会。
Because the church in Philippi is a gospel-centered church.
所以呢，我们也可以学习，腓立比教会成为一个以福音为中心的教会。
So we can also imitate the church in Philippi to be a gospel-centered church.
所以，我们先来看一看一个以福音为中心的教会，或者一个人，他会有什么表现的呢
？First, let's look at.Either a church which is gospel-centered or a life that's gospel-centered, how did they show themselves? What's the sign?
所以你看见呢，第一样，腓立比教会表现出来的，它是以福音为中心的，就是呢，它是保罗的福音的伙伴。
So the first you can see the Philippi church is because they are partners.The gospel with Paul.
第五节讲到，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的信望福音。
So in verse 5 it says, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
当你愿意与其他人呢，做福音的伙伴的时候，我就知道呢，你是一个以福音为中心的一个人。
When you are willing to be a partner for gospel with another person, I know you are a gospel-centered person.
第五节里面呢，有一句话讲到他们是同心合意，兴旺福音。
So it says that they work together to promote the gospel. Even
其实在原文里面呢，它用了一个字呢，是我们在教会里面常常用的。
Actually, in the original word, he used one word we usually use in our church in the churches.
这个就是团契 fellowship.
So that word is a fellowship.
团契这个字呢，其实不是一个教会的用语。
So the fellowship is not only used for the churches.
在当时里面呢，常常用这个字来形容这些。合法伙人
So the fellowship in those days are used as business partners.
如果我们一同投资的时候呢，我们就是是你可以说同一个团契了。
So if we work together in investments, you can say we're in the same fellowship.
所以呢，在当时希腊的文化里面呢，当他们谈到我跟你是同一个团契的时候呢，往往是跟金钱是有关系的。
So in the Grecian culture in those days, when they say we have a fellowship, usually it's we're making money together.
所以呢，保罗是称赞腓立比教会呢，他是一直以来的支持保罗
So Paul exhorted the Philippi church that they have always continually supported the gospel with Paul. So once you are a fellow co-worker, then you become a partner.
第二句话呢，你发觉呢，保罗告诉我们呢，腓立比教会呢是投资在福音施工有多久呢？
So in the second, you think how long did the people in the Philippi invested in the gospel?
这是从头一天到写腓立比书的时候。
It's from the first day until the time he was writing this.
那句话说，从他们刚信主的时候呢，他们一直支持，到十年后，他们还是支持保罗。
So they started supporting Paul at the beginning, and they continued to support Paul at the end after 10 years.
现在保罗坐牢了，他们还是派他们教会的一个弟兄把他们的支持送了。
So now Paul is imprisoned, and yet the citizen's brother brought their support to Paul.
这个其实是一个很难得的一个表现，因为这个表现是一个教会的持久性。
This is very rare because it shows the durability of the church.
你像我们中国人讲一句话很有道理的，就是日久见人心。
So the Chinese we have said that makes a lot of sense. Only after a long time you begin to know the heart of a person.
如果你很持久的支持福音的工作的时候，那么很有可能你就是一个真正的一个以福音为中心的一个人。
So if you continually to support the gospel, most likely you are a gospel-centered person.
还有一件事情呢，是有关腓立比教会的背景的。
There's another thing about the background of the church.
我们呢，在新约圣经里面呢。 通常称腓立比教会呢，就是马其顿教的教会。
Normally in the history, we call the church in Philippi as the church of Macedonia.
那这个教会在新约圣经里面有什么著名的东西？
What was make them so famous in the New Testament book?
其实他们就是著名穷啊。
So they are
poor.
They are poor. They're famous for their poverty.
在哥林多后书八章一到二节里面呢，圣经连续说，基督门国把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有充满的快乐，在极穷之间，还格外显出他们落捐的厚恩。
In the 2 Corinthians chapter 8, the first 2 verses, it says, And now, brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches in the midst of a very severe trial. Their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity.
你们应当十一奉献。
I often exhort brothers and sisters they should make a tithing.
但是呢，有的时候呢，我们会说，哎，现在没有可能啊，有家庭要照顾啊。
Sometimes we say now it's not possible. I have to take care of my family.
儿女也快要念大学了。
Now my children are going to go to college.
我快要退休了。
I'm going to retire soon.
有些人会坚持说，有一天如果我发达的时候呢，我就十一奉献。Some say, one day when I become prosperous, I will make tithing. 但是呢，你看见呢，神用腓立比教会。Now
you can see how that God used the church in Philippi.
他在极穷之间的时候，还是坚持要奉献。
When they were in extreme poverty, they are still making good offerings.
还有呢，他们是从头一天到现在，一直以来都是这样子的。They
also made that from the beginning of the until now.
因为他们表现他们是一个以福音为中心的一个教会。
So this is to show that they are a gospel-centered church? Why is centered in gospel? Because they believe gospel is more important than anything else.
比起他们的享受、他们家庭，甚至他们的安全感更重要。
It's more important than their enjoyment, their family, and even their security.
比利比教会成为保罗全福音的伙伴。
So the church in Philippi became a partner in Paul's missionary work.
那我们呢，在别人看到呢，它有两个好处，我先直说。
We can see there are two benefits for them.
第一个好处呢，就是呢，他们坚持做，其实是他们得救的一个证据。
The way they do this is the proof of their salvation.
一般人呢，都是为了自己而活的。
The most people, they do things because of knowledge.
为自己而活。
They live for themselves.
所以呢，比方说保罗在一章十五节呢，谈到有些人呢，全基督呢是为了嫉妒纷争。
Yeah. So we know that in the verse 15, Paul says someone who spread the gospel for their own stomach.
也有些人好像三章十九节讲到了，他是为了自己的祝福。
So, yeah. In verse 19, it says do for their own stomach.
但是如果一个人呢，他能够持久的作为福音的伙伴的时候，这个还就是证明呢，他是一个重新得救的一个人。
So if a person who can continually to be a partner in the gospel, that is the sign that he is a born again person.
如果不是神在他心里面动了善功的时候，没有一个人会有坚持的表现。
If it's not God has stirred up the good works in him, no one can do it.
所以保罗肯定这些人呢，将来呢，神会完成这个功在这个人身上。So
Paul affirmed those people that God has started the work will definitely complete.
这个是他们得救的一个证据。So
this is a sign for their salvation.
其实呢，有的时候呢，我看教会侍奉的名单。So
sometimes I look at the list of the people who serve in the church.
无论是我们教会派的，在你们的教会，其实也是一样。Not
just in our church, in your church, it's also the same.
我又发现呢，其实很多时候呢，是同一批人呢，他在不同的地方里面侍奉。So
I realize there are the same group of people who serving in different areas.
崇拜又是他。So
in the worship, you can see him.
看小孩又见到他的名字。
You can also see the name in providing care for the children.
还有主日学啊，其他教会的侍奉里面，你都会见到这些弟兄姐妹的名字出现。So
in Sunday school and all the church services, you will see the names of the brothers and sisters.
当我见到这些弟兄姊妹的名字的时候，我感谢神。When
I see those names, I thank God.
因为我们知道了他为什么愿意坚持持久的劳苦呢？ 因为他是一个得救的人。
We know why are they continually to labor in the Lord because he's born again.
唯有一个人他是得救的，他才会愿意以福音为中心。
Only the one who is saved, he is willing to be gospel-centered person.
第二个好处呢，就是当你以 福音为中心的时候呢，你会一同得到神的恩典。So
the second benefit when you are partner, that means you can share in God's grace.
我们教会今年年中的时候，我们办了这个Christopher院的布道会。
in this our church at the end of the year we had evangelical meeting.
很多人，其实我听到的这个布道会里面，就是很多不同的弟兄姊妹在当中参与这个工作，才会成功。
So I saw the different brothers sisters participate in this ministry.
有人去邀请朋友，有人去做招呼的工作，有人去做就是场地的工作。
So some went to invite people, some went to take care of greeting people, some work on preparing the place.
你知道，当你一同去侍奉的时候呢，一章七节告诉我们，就是呢，我为你们众人有怎样的意念，原是应当的，因为你们常在我心里，无论我是在困锁之中，是辨明证实福音的时候。
So when we are working together, it shows in chapter 1, verse 7, it is right for me to feel this way above all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 当你的侍奉很疲倦的时候呢，你不要灰心，因为你知道你平时做的时候，其实是神说你会一同得恩。So
brothers and sisters, don't be discouraged of when you're tired in serving, because you know that if you continue to serve, you will continue to share God's grace.
最后呢，我们 看到一点呢，就是保罗鼓励呢，我们以福音的心为人生的目标。
So in the last, Paul encouraged us to let the gospel be our goal.
腓立比书第一章3到8节呢，是保罗为教会的感谢。
So in the Philippians chapter 1 from 3 to verse 8 is Paul's thanks for the church.
但是9到11节呢，就是保罗为教会的祈求。
And from 9 to 11 is Paul's prayer for the church.
那么保罗为这个教会求什么呢？
What did Paul pray for his church?
他就是为这个教会呢，能够以福音为中心，成为他的人生的一个目标。
So he was praying for the church can be a gospel-centered life as their goal.
那么这个目标是什么？
What is the goal?
那如果我问你了，福音的目标是什么的时候，你会怎么回答？
So if I ask you, what's the goal of the gospel? How would you answer?
有人说就是人上天堂。
Someone says people go to heaven.
那这个你可以说是对的，但是这个不是福音的最主要的一个目标。
You can say this is right, but this is not the main purpose of gospel.
福音最重的目标呢，是在11节最后的一句话。
So the most important of the gospel is from verse 11.
这句话就是叫荣耀称赞归于神。
So it's to make the glory and praises belong to God.
但是问题呢，就是我们怎么达到这个目标？
So the question, how can we reach this goal?
那么呢，保罗，你从保罗的祷告，从第9节里面呢，你就能够看出来。
You can see this from verse 9 in Paul's prayer.
第9节里面呢，保罗说：“我所祷告的，就是你们的爱。” 现在事实和各样的现实上多而又多。
So in verse 9, Paul says, And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight.
那如果呢，你希望神的荣耀，神得到荣耀呢？保罗说，你这条路的开始呢，就是爱。
So if you want God to receive glory, it begins with love.
还有呢，他说这个爱应该是多而又多的。
So this love should be abundant more and more.
换句话说呢，保罗他的意思就是
But actually, when you begin to believe in the Lord, the love started.
但是呢,
but this love must continue to grow in your life.
我们呢,在现在的社会里面呢,爱这个字呢,
I think that in our society, the word of love are often misused.
所以保罗呢,他就强调,
so Paul emphasized this love must be more and more in knowledge and in depth of the insight.
所以呢,你可以想象呢,如果爱是好像一条河一样,那么它的两岸呢,就是知识跟见识。
So he says that if you think the love is like a river, and both sides of the river is knowledge and insight.
知识是指我们经验上面的这个认识。
So knowledge is coming, it comes from our experiences.
所以它不是藏在我们头脑上面的一个知识。
So it's not just something that hides in our head.
很多时候呢,这个字呢,是用来形容一个朋友之间的认识。
So normally this is used to acknowledge how you know each other between friends.
其实呢,知识这个字单单在保罗书信里面呢,就已经出现了15次。
So the word of knowledge appeared 15 times in Paul's epistles.
这个都是形容了人对神的一个认识。
Usually it's describing people's knowledge to God.
还有呢,就是我们在道德上面的认识。
Or how do our knowledge about moral issues.
保罗告诉我们,如果你要成长,你就必须要爱。
So Paul teaches that if you want to grow, you must love.
但是你爱的时候呢,它是讲到一个经验上面的一个爱。
When he talks about the love, it means the experience of love.
当你敬见神越多的时候,你就会越明白神的道德的标准。So
the more you experience God, the more you understand God's moral standards.
当你越认识神的标准的时候,你就会越爱神的标准。So
the more you know about God's standards, the more you love God.
另外呢,爱必须要在各样的见识上面生长。
So, in other words, says love must grow in all kinds of insight.
见识这个字在新约里面呢,只有在这边出现。
The word insight only appeared here in the New Testament.
但是呢,在希腊文的这个圣经里面呢,却是一个常常出现的一个字。
But you often see this word in the Greek Bible.
这个呢,就是在圣言里面常常出现的,我们翻译作谋略,discernment这个字。
So this is the word that we often see in the book of Proverbs. It's called discernment.
这个就是呢,你在不同的情形底下,你怎么做判断,怎么做决定。
So this means, how can you make decisions and make judgment in different kinds of conditions?
所以保罗是告诉我们,你不单是要在你的爱里面成长啊。
So Paul tells us, not only we need to grow in our love,
你也要用爱,你帮助你在不同情形底下做决定。
You also need to use love to help you make decisions under different circumstances.
那么你就会有第十节的结果。
Then you will have the results of verse 10.
第十节讲到,使你们能分别是非,做诚实无过的人,到基督的日子。
So in verse 10 says, so that you may be able to discern what is best, and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ.
能够分辨是非呢,在希伯来书里面呢,说这一类人才是一个成熟的人。
So if you can discern what is right or wrong. In the book of in the Hebrew Bible, it means this is the mature person.
保罗不单只是告诉我们呢，他有能够分辨是非的这个说一说的能力，他能够分辨的是法，他其实是说能够分辨什么是最好的这个能力。So
Paul is not saying just we know how to discern right or wrong. It also we can discern what is the best.
因为你在为了当时呢，如果你看下去呢，你就知道当时其实他是面对弟兄姊妹的纷争。
So if you continue to read, you know that the church in Philippi in those days are facing great dissensions among the brothers and sisters.
你像大卫吵架的时候呢，很多时候我说不是一个是非的一个问题。
So you know when the strife among brothers and sisters, it's not a matter of right or wrong.
很多时候呢是好跟最好的一个分别。
Oftentimes it's between good and better or best.
最后呢，保罗提到呢，希望他们成为诚实无过的人。So
Paul wants them to be blameless.
别人呢就是无可指责，好像英文的一个翻译的意思。So
they cannot be blamed for anything.
别人不能批评你。So
people cannot criticize you.
因为他们找不到证据。Because
they could not find any evidence.
当我们做到坚持的时候呢，我们就能够靠耶稣基督结满果子，这个果子就是义。So
if we can do this, we can bear fruits in Christ Jesus, and this fruit is righteousness.
圣经讲到义的意思呢，就是你达到神的标准。So
when the Bible talks about righteousness, it means you have reached the standard of God.
当你达到神的标准的时候，荣耀就归于神。So
when you reach the standard of God, you bring glory to God.
只有当神在我们的心里面，我们才有这个可能活出这样子的人生。Only
if God is in us, then we can live out like such a person.
我不知道你人生有什么目标。
I don't know what you have as goals for your life.
你对你的人生有什么期望?
What's your expectations for your life?
我记得呢，传福音的时候呢，我常常用一句话。
I remember I used to use one phrase when I'm being evangelizing.
耶稣说呢，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
So Jesus says, I came so that you may have life, but have more abundant life.
但是你有没有问过自己，那你现在信耶稣了，五年了，十年了，三十年了，你的生命是不是更丰盛？
So have you asked yourself, you've been a follower of Jesus for 30 years or 20 years, have you lived a full life?
为什么我们很多基督徒，我发觉连快乐的人生也做不到呢？
I wonder why many of the Christians can even not have a happy life.
不是因为耶稣骗我们。
It's not that we are deceived by Jesus.
是因为我们没有把福音成为我们人生的目标。
That's because we did not make the gospel as the goal of our lives.
在基督教有一个很出名的一个神学家叫 D.A. Carson， 他简直形容我们的心态。So
there is a famous theologian D.A. Carson， and he has this saying.
有一个人呢，他简直讲，他说呢，他希望买3块钱的福音，千万不要多给我，只要足够令我快乐就可以了，太多呢，我怕上瘾。 我只希望呢有足够的福音，令到我家庭平安，儿女进化，但不要太多的福音，因为它会改变我人生的方向，令我奉献增加。所以呢，我只需要3块钱的福音。
I would like to buy about $3 worth of gospel, please, not too much, just enough to make me happy. but not so much that I get addicted. I would like enough gospel to make my family secure and my children well behaved, but not so much that I find my ambitions redirected or my giving too greatly enlarged. I would like about $3 worth of gospel, please.
那如果结合其实是你内心的话的时候，你是不可能享受耶稣所应许的丰盛的人生。If
this doesn't what you think in your heart, then you cannot enjoy the abundant life that was promised by Jesus.
但是如果你毫无保留的将福音成为你的心的时候，你就会有一个改变。So
if you make gospel as the center of your life without any other things, then you will have a change of life.
你会好像菲律宾教会一样，虽然他们在集中当中，但是他们有满足的快乐。You'll
be just like the people in Philippi, even though they are in the greatest poverty, and they yet they are in with joy.
他们能够支持其他全福音
They can support all the other servants of the mission.
你会好像保罗一样，虽然自己坐牢了，但是他可以为别人去祷告。So
just like Paul, even though he was in prison, and yet he can pray for others.
因为他心里面充满平安。Because
he's full of joy in his heart.
我们希望菲律宾教会成为我们的榜样。
So we hope the church in Philippi become our model.
我们都以福音为我们的心。We
would all use gospel as our goal.
我们一起祷告。Let
us pray. Dear Heavenly Father,
我们求主你赦免我们的罪。
We ask you to forgive all our transgressions.
因为很多时候我们就是不愿意把我们的生命交托在主你的手里。It's
so often we do not want to commit our lives to your hand.
愿意菲律宾教会成为我们的榜样。May
the church of Philippi become our model.
当我们成长的时候，愿神你在我们身上得到荣耀。May
we grow and may God receive glory.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.